And then we also gave up something down here and almost had another opportunity at the end. But we stand where we are right now, down 4 points. The halftime stats look like this, as Tiff County has rushed 15 times for 117 yards, while Lowndes has rushed 18 for 108. In the air, Tiff County has 213 yards, while Lowndes has 145 yards. Total plays so far in the first half, 24 plays for Tiff, 330 yards, and Lowndes with 34 plays, 253. So we've run 10 more plays than they have, yet they got 77 more yards than we did.
Yeah, and I'm looking second half. You know, I'm a defensive guy. Let's get this defense shored up, get whatever help we need with our deep help, with the cornerback, give them some deep help, whatever we need to do to make those adjustments, get them some help, and clean up our offense. Don't put so much pressure on Michael Barrett.
Well, Michael's going to be the pressure guy anyway. He takes it. He's going to run the ball. But him throwing a little better, I mean, I think we talked about that. He's throwing behind the receiver. He's short-arming the ball. Some of that's pressure, in all fairness. If he could step into the throws, maybe it would be a little bit better. But you got to make those plays. Taylor, obviously, Michael's a great talent, but just seems to be struggling a little bit here in the first half.
He does. You know, he hasn't seen the pressure all season like he has tonight. But one thing I want to see in the second half, one of our adjustments, I want to see Lowndes take control of this game, slow it down, and play their own game. Not try to rush things, not try to play into Tiffin's defense, but just do Lowndes' own thing, bring in, overpower the line, and just see what we can do with the run game.
Well, from the stats, they're doing what I think they want to. 34 or 10 more plays than Tiff County has run. And that's what you want to do. You want to shorten the game for Tiff County, who is really going to be fast. They're going to want to get down and score quickly the way they have done. And that's going to go back to Chuck's point, is defense. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, we need to definitely shore up that defense here. And real quick, I want to plug our Viking basketballs coming up. Steve Sainz, Joe Stubbs doing the basketball. Go to thevikingvoice.com to listen. And get schedules. I don't know if we're going to have on there what games they're actually going to do.
We don't yet. We don't even have the schedule yet. I'll get that from the basketball team, and we'll get that on the basketball page of thevikingvoice.com. And, yes, then as basketball season begins, we'll have a lot of those games for you streaming live right here on thevikingvoice.com. So be sure and check out our website. Be sure and check out as Joe Stubbs and Steve Sainz bring you all the basketball action. Varsity, both girls and boys. That's a lot of fun. Well, guys, they put still 25 seconds. They'll probably put a three-minute time up there for both teams to warm up. We've seen both bands perform here tonight. As we said, Tiff County won the toss, elected to receive to start the game, so Lowndes will get the ball here to start the second half. And as we trail 4 points, we couldn't ask for a better position.
Yeah, you know, we need to come out. We have got to come out and hit them in the mouth and start the second half. We have got to, and establish that line of scrimmage, and establish that we are stronger, that we can play this game with them too.
Yeah, they don't have as much depth as we have. They're not as big across the line, but they've been very quick, and they're doing a great job. They're not getting to Michael Barrett necessarily. He's rushing into it, but our offensive line's done a great job so far.
You know, we just want to, kind of like we said earlier, you know, just play our game, go with it.
All right, guys, we're going to take a 90-second break here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. We'll be right back after this 90-second break for the second half. Vikings trail 28-24. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. We are just under a minute before the second half begins. We'll get Wes James and Taylor Biddle over here and get their thoughts on the first half as we're getting ready to... About 30 seconds here. So, guys, you made your way back up after a halftime break. We talked about some of the things that we really need to focus on here. Ultimately, it comes down to, I think, defense and really a little more sharpness, I can't believe I'm saying this, from Michael Barrett. His pass is a little weak, short arms behind the receiver. Just shore that up a little bit, and then really the defense has got to make a stop here.
Well, Tiff County's doing a good job pressuring us. I mean, Michael Barrett seems to be scrambling a lot when he drops back. He doesn't have all day to throw it. That could be a result of that.
Sure.
We've got to stop their big plays. I mean, they've scored on big plays.
Yep.
They've not sustained a drive down the field, a 8 or 9 play, 10 play drive. Their scoring drives are 2, 3, 4 plays, and they're on 70, 60, 70, 80-yard plays or runs. which is a testament to how explosive they are at Tift County. If we can make them drive the field, get a defensive stop or two, and continue what we do best, you know, I think we got a chance to win this ball.
Well, we pointed out we've run 10 more plays than they have, but they've acquired 77 more yards than we have. So they've done it in 24 plays. We've done 34 plays. It's pretty evenly matched, so it ought to be great. Let's go down to Marty.
Guys, I agree with everything you're saying, and I said before the game that I thought keys to the game were we needed to be able to run the ball, and then we need to get pressure on them on their quarterback. And we have not done that, but we have been able to run the ball pretty good. We scored 24 points, had 27, they took it back off there with a dead ball offsides call. But we do get the ball second half, which is great. We need to establish a drive here. And Taylor, you're absolutely right. We got to cut down their big plays. Defense is not, you know, they've been on the field, seems like a lot, but really shift out there and they've gotten two big stops. But other than that, they've just the big plays that have really hurt us. But let's do give them some credit. We had a huge stop there late in the second quarter when we had to punt to them, and then we come out and get them off the field. That was huge not to go down two scores. So great job there by our defense getting them off the field at that time. But we need to take this opening kickoff, and we need another drive to go down there and take the lead in this ballgame.
Yeah, watch something tricky here, too, to keep the momentum going on the Tift side. Sometimes you go in the locker room and get flat. Tift County's going to want to keep the momentum because it was definitely on their side a good bit of that first half.
All right, thank you again for joining us on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Show. We turn it back over now to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for all your second half play-by-play action.
Well, fellas, I'm going to remind you something a wise man told me a long time ago. The least most important thing in life is a score at halftime. The two most important possessions of the ball game is your opponent's first possession of the third quarter and your first possession of the third quarter. So, well, that's it. Ramirez is set to kick off deep. We've got Getty Brown and Travis Tisdale back deep. He'll be kicking toward that south end zone. They'll be headed toward the big T. And it is a pooch kick. We make the catch at the 40. And now they were trying to look for something, and they didn't get it. We'll have great field position, Taylor, to start the third quarter.
Yeah, be careful there. We probably need to call a fair catch there. Just pooching it over to the 40-yard line. Vikings are going to take over first and 10. Ball set down on the 40-yard line. And kind of a little dangerous there on that kick. Only got one person up there blocking. They're screaming down over on that far side there, making the tackle on him right as he catches the ball.
Well, we got Getty Brown and Tavon Kyle to the near side. Michael Barrett will start first and 10 from the 40 on the far side of the field with Travis Tisdale to his left, single receiver far side. Tift goes back to a 4-3. We give it to Travis Tisdale over the left side. He jukes one man, two still on his feet, runs behind that big offensive lineman out there, and he'll pick up 8 yards on the carry out to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, just slow and steady. Travis Tisdale does such a good job being patient, letting his blockers get out in front of him and then exploding once they do. Big pickup on the play by Travis Tisdale, going to bring up second down and a long one.
And J.D. Lee comes on the field. Tisdale comes off just underway. At our 48, again, the ball on the far hash mark. Umpire steps in. Now referee signals. Let's play. Barrett in the shotgun. Keeps it. Quarterback keeper over the right side. He's got the first down as he gets into Blue Devil territory. Down around their 48-yard line.
There's a flag on the play, but I think that's dropped accidentally by the official. Doesn't realize it's on the play, but good job, Michael Barrett, design quarterback draw. Getting over to the right side, making a first down.
At first and 10, Vikings into Blue Devil territory at their 48. 11 minutes to go here, third quarter. We trail 28-24. Michael Barrett gets the play, comes in, says something to the offensive line. Again, two receivers near side, two far side. That's Miko Washington and man coverage on the far side. Tipped, 4-3 defense. Barrett gives it to J.D. Lee over the left side, and look at J.D. run. He'll fight his way down to the 39-yard line. Inside 11 minutes here to go in the third quarter.
Just power football with J.D. Lee. Such a good low back. Kind of gets really elusive in there. Good yardage. Good job holding on to the football by that young man. Going to bring up second down and 6.
Guys, obviously, Tift County is observing breast cancer awareness tonight. It is October. That is a towel on the field, not a flag. I yelled to the official and was quickly pointed out that it's a towel.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Man in motion towards us is Devon Kyle. Barrett gives it to Travis Tisdale over the left side, and Travis is up the middle. Off to the races. Travis Tisdale. Touchdown, Travis Tisdale.
Tisdale time, baby. Tisdale time. Running off that left side. Travis Tisdale going to get in for a 43-yard touchdown run off that left side. His ability to explode once he hits the second level is unmatched on this football field tonight. Travis Tisdale, good job. Marty, what you got?
Guys, I'm celebrating. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What?
Hot mic.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline celebration. Musgrove to attempt the extra point. Joe Allman to hold. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
Guys, it must have got bumped in my pocket. I apologize.
Sorry, I thought you said something. That's why we came to you.
I was saying, let's go D. So was everybody else, but I guess it got bumped because I had it in my back pocket.
That's all right. Come back inside the CBC Bank press box as Travis Tisdale scores a touchdown for the Vikings and puts them back on top, 31-28 with 10:13 left here in the third quarter. Now back to all your play-by-play action with Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
And going back deep will be Cameron Cobb and Ben Brown as Tyson Shaw gets ready to kick off. He does. High kick. Sails back into the end zone. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Egan Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was four plays with 60 yards. Travis Tisdale rushed 43 yards for a Viking touchdown. Astor Musgrove kicked the PAT to make it 31-28 Vikings with 10:13 left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating Air Drive recap.
Wes, you said it's very important, your first possession. The Vikings were able to get a little drive there. Good points on the board. Let's see if we can bow our back here defensively and get a big stop.
Boy, here comes that Viking crowd to the 3-2. Tip, three receivers near side. Nobody to the far side. Four-man front for our Vikings. They give it to the back trying to jet sweep out, and we just string it out, and we hit him at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Yeah, Belcher over there recognizing the jet sweep, coming up, making the open field tackle, also cleaned up there by Will Tolbert. And they're going to put it down right at the 20, so he gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
The second and 10, 9:48 to go here, third quarter. Vikings leading 31-28. Ball on the far side of the field for the Blue Devils. Now they got twins to the near side, single receiver far side. Now puts the block and black to our side. We shift. Again, they give it to Jones up the middle, and what a hole he's got as he crosses the 20 to 25 all the way out to the 26-yard line.
Jones, a really good running back for them. A junior running back, 5'11", 185 pounds. Able to get an opening and take it to a more manageable third down.
The third and four out to the 26-yard line. Collier. Ask for the football. Again, over the left side. They've got the first down as he fights his way out to the 30. It's going to be right on the 30. But all night long, they found something on that right side, and they're exploiting it.
Yeah, just running off that right side there, able to get to the 30-yard line, which is enough for a first down.
First and 10, drifting, going from right to left on your radio dial, all the way out to the 30 now.
We're substituting in Gentry and Osby, trying to keep fresh legs in there on our defensive line.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Linemen talking to each other. They swap backs. Collier looks to the sidelines. 3 seconds on the play clock. He's got the ball. Play action, looking, across the middle downfield, nothing there, tips it, and is knocked away. It was intended for Bateman. He was in double coverage, and I think number 22 is the one that knocked it away.
Yeah, Belcher showing his hops right there, going up, getting a finger on that, kind of deflecting it. Collier was trying to get it all in one play right there. Big stop by the defensive secondary for the Vikings.
Second and 10, stops the clock with 8:29 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 31-28, the first possession of Tift in the third quarter. Still at their 30, still going from right to left on your radio dial. Three-man front. We walk a linebacker up. Again to Jones. Jones cuts back. He'll pick up 4 yards. He hits in there hard. Mike Jones, a good hard running back, will give him 3 yards out to the 33. Should be second and seven from there.
Yeah, it's going to be a third down, Wes. Remember, they threw the deep pass. Kadeem Bergman filling the hole right there. Kipson hurrying to the line of scrimmage, want to get a playoff quick. Viking Faith will come alive on a big third down and seven.
Tip brings two receivers near side, two far side. It's an empty backfield for Collier. Three-man front for our Vikings. Three linebackers. We drop a linebacker into coverage. Call for the ball. We do the same. Here comes it. He's looking downfield, looking for a streaking man, and it's overthrown his receiver again. Was that Bateman, or looked like a number three?
No, it was number three right there. Their receiver, he was matched up by Tyson Shaw, and you get a linebacker on a receiver, sometimes that matchup we don't like. Fred Stewart tried to come over the top and help out. Ball just overthrown, and we're going to force a punt right here by the Tiff Blue Devils. Last punt for them was only 5 yards. So let's keep an eye on this rugby-style punter.
Back deep is Travis Tisdale. Devon Kyle on our side of the field. It's fourth and six. The ball at the 34-yard line. Punter standing just inside his 20. They bring a gunner to our side of the field. There's a snap. He picks it up, gets it away. Nice kick. Hits and bounces. It bounces out of bounds. Here comes the official up. Says it bounced out at the 38-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 with 7:39 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 31-28.
Viking fans showing appreciation for that great stop right there on defense. We asked for it. We asked for it all half. They decided to get in the locker room, talk about it, and come out and do it. Now we got to put some points on the board and expand our lead.
Absolutely. Vikings take over. First and 10. There, we're on our own 38-yard line. Ball on the far side of the field, going from left to right on your radio dial. 7:39 to go in the half. In the third quarter. Vikings leading 31-28. Miko Washington to the near side. Geddy Brown, Tavon Kyle to the far side. Travis Tisdale in the backfield with Barrett. They're in a four-man front. They've got two linebackers up tight. We give it to Tisdale over the left side. Cuts back inside against the grain. Still on his feet. Hard driving as it gets out to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, setting the edge right there. Travis Tisdale showing patience. I know I keep talking about it, but he shows patience. Once he sees the hole, he accelerates. Good pickup there by Tavon Kyle. 6 yards on the carry. Going to bring up second down and four for the Vikings.
It was a long four at our own 44-yard line. We've got to get out to the 48. Tiff in a four-man front. Three linebackers, corners up tight. Barrett drops back, looking, takes off, starts front, throws out in the flats, catch. Oh, ball dropped by Marcus Gary over there in the flats.
Yeah, pressure coming off the backside, kind of almost in a late hit area there by number 40 for the Blue Devils, throwing out to Marcus Gary, and he just kind of got alligator arms with it and dropped it.
Might not have been a bad thing, because Gary might have, the way he was, I think had made it maybe back to the line of scrimmage. And there was a defender closing quickly on him. 7:02 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 31-28. This is third and four at our own 44-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Big play for our Vikings right here. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. He rolls right. He's looking. Throws that. Catch made by Devon Kyle. Cuts back against the grain. He's out across the 40 down to the 36-yard line of the Tiff Blue Devils and Devon Kyle. Again, yards after catch. What a great curl route that was.
What you need in a big play like that is your go-to receiver. Tavon Kyle on a 10-yard out. We bootleg Michael Barrett. Give him some time to throw it. Get him into space. Don't let the pressure get him. 20 yards on the pitch and catch by Tavon because of the yards after catch.
First and 10 for our Vikings. We're at the Tiff, 36-yard line. Ball on the near side of the field. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Crimson helmets, white jersey, white pants. 13 seconds on the play clock. 6:40 to go on the game clock here in the third quarter. Barrett pitches out to Tisdale again. Gets a great block here. He's across the 30, the 25, and he'll trip him up down around the 21-yard line. And was that Marcus Gary with the block out here on the corner?
It was, but it was also Travis Tisdale. In basketball, that's breaking ankles. In football, we call it shake and bake. That's exactly what he did. He got it where it was one-on-one matchup, made the guy miss. First down, Vikings.
Down to the Tiff 22-yard line. 6:25 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 31-28. Ball on the near hash mark. Michael Barrett looks at that four-man front. They've got a linebacker up on the line to make it a five-man front on the near side. Drops back, comes a blitz. They hit him as he throws the ball, and the receiver falls down, but the ball falls short.
Yeah, pressure coming off that far side. We didn't pick him up. Really a dangerous play right there. Barrett got hit as soon as he was throwing it. And luckily, it was short of a receiver, because that would have been bad right there if he'd have picked that off.
Second and 10 from the 22. 12 is the yard to get, is the line to gain. Travis Dizdale to the left of Michael Barrett. Devon Kyle in the backfield also. Two receivers far side. Miko Washington to the near side. Ball is on our side of the field. Barrett now sends Devon Kyle to the far side. It'll give him trips over there. Gets it to Travis Dizdale right at the middle behind the, that big offensive line. He'll get to the 20. And that'll give him 2 yards. It'll be third and 8 from the 20.
Yeah, Travis Tisdale running off that right side. Tackle was kind of nasty looking. Travis Tisdale pops right up. Huge third down here for the Vikings. Ball's placed down at the 20-yard line of Tiff.
J.D. Lee comes off. 5:45 to go here, third period. Vikings leading 31-28. We are threatening. Barrett in the backfield by himself. Garrity up back. Tiff showing blitz. They're in the A-gap. They jump. We pick it up. Barrett, quarterback keeper. He's at the 15. Cuts inside at the 10. It'll be first and goal. Vikings as Michael Barrett did a quarterback draw over the right side through that blitzing gap away from the linebacker and gets us inside the 10-yard line.
We spread them out because we went empty. What that does is it makes the linebackers kind of go out as well. And we ran it right up the middle. Michael Barrett does such a good job with that, showing patience. He's such a hard guy to bring down to. First and goal for the Vikings. Got to punch it in.
And they're going to set the ball down at the 9-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. We're headed toward that north end zone. Looking at that big T. Michael Barrett, again, looks into the teeth of that Blue Devil defense. Hard count. They don't jump. He comes to the sidelines. Play clock at 4. At 3. At 2. Takes a snap. Gives it to J.D. Lee over the right side. Look at the big man run. Into the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
J.D. Lee. Put him on the board, J.D. Lee. Right off that right side, just walked into the end zone, untouched. Michael Barrett rushed him to the line, got the play in. Good job blocking up front. Touchdown Vikings.
Will we swing the gate? Looking to see. Culbert up over the ball. Nope. We'll bring it back. Joe Allman to hold. Musgrove to attempt the extra point. Lines it up. Waiting on the snap. There it is, low snap, but he gets it up. Kick's good. Yes, it is. We'll take a 30-second break back after this. And welcome back live inside the CBC Bank press box. With 4:52 left in the third quarter, the Vikings stretch the lead to 10, 38-28. And now for the kickoff. Back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle. Tyson Shaw will set the ball down at the 40. He'll be kicking toward that north end zone. Back deep to receive is Cameron Cobb. Ron is Ben Brown for the Blue Devils. They're standing back at the goal line. Tyson checks to make sure all his guys are lined up and ready to go. Referee signals that he's ready. Tyson approaches the football, puts that right foot into it, and we watch it sail high, high, back into the end zone. With that, let's go over to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 8 plays, went 62 yards. J.D. Lee rushed 9 yards for a Viking touchdown. Aston Musgrove kicked a PAT to make it 38-28 Vikings with 4:52 left in the third quarter.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Now, Tiff comes out, first and 10. From their 20, going from right to left on your radio dial.
You got to settle down. You've got the stop you asked for. You've got the 2 scores you've asked for. Settle down. Don't let the big play happen. Force another punt here by Tipton.
2 receivers far side, 2 near side. Collier in the backfield, standing at the 15 for the Blue Devils. We show blitz. Now we back out. We bring pressure off the corner. They give it to Jones. Jones runs right up the middle, across the 20, out to the 22.
Yeah, Tolbert and Gentry in there on the tackle, running off that right side. Jones is showing good patience right there, running the ball. Viking defense able to stand up. Going to bring up 2nd and 7.
Give him 3 yards out to the 23. This crowd cheering on this Viking defense. Tyson Shaw goes from one side of the field to the other. Again, Twins left, Twins right. Collier keeps it back in the backfield with him. Now we show blitz, and we come right up in the big gap. Throws the ball across the middle. Catch made. We hit him. He spins. He's off into the races. And he has the first down as he gets across the 30 up to the 32. And I thought he had a lot more than that, Taylor.
Yeah, Tyson Shaw was right there trying to make the tackle after the catch, just kind of out of his reach. Receiver right there for them, number 12, Cameron Cobb. Able to look like he was getting open field, but we closed in for the tackle. Still results of the play are first down for the Blue Devils.
We're at the four-minute mark here in the third period, leading 38-28. First and 10 for the Blue Devils at their 32-yard line. Again, we show pressure off the right side. Goes out in the flats to Bateman. Bateman makes the catch, spins by one man, two, and he slips and falls. That was not Bateman. That was number three, Tyler Ogerio.
Ogerio right there. Stud Brown right there on the open field tackle, making him miss. He ducked inside of the block. Kind of dangerous taking the inside route there. Saw an opening, able to get up there. Stop him at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 for the Blue Devils.
Clock running. 3:26 to go here in the third. Two receivers far side, two near side. Three man front. Shaw, linebacker. And we show blitz. Oh, now we come right up in the A-gap, but he quickly throws it out in the flash to Bateman. Bateman by one minute, turns, tries to come back inside. He'll be short of the first down. Great move by Bateman after he made the catch, but then again, some great defense by our Vikings.
Yeah, not able to time that blitz perfectly. Kadeem Bergman had the stutter step before he hit the hole. That showed Collier, the quarterback, what he needed to do. He threw it out to Bateman in man-to-man coverage. Going to bring up a big third down here for the Blue Devils.
Third and three. The ball on the near side right here in front of our fans. They're to their feet yelling. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Collier with a back in the backfield. Now we're showing blitz off the far side. Do we come? Yes, we do. Quickly throws out in the flats. Catch made for the first down by Bateman. And that's all they did. Bateman knew what he wanted to do. Made the catch. Steps out of bounds. Stops the clock as they move the chains out to the 44-yard line.
You needed three. We were giving him an 8-yard cushion. That's an easy out route for the first down. You know the experience that Collier and Bateman have. He's going to make that catch every time.
First and 10 for the Blue Devils. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Again, we're in Aggie. We back out of the gaps. Collier gives it to Jones right up the middle, looking for a hole. Runs behind that big offensive line. He'll get 2 yards as he gets up to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, Bergman and Tolbert in on the initial contact there. Jones falls forward for the Blue Devils, gets it across the 45-yard line to the 46. It's going to bring up second and 8 for the Blue Devils.
Ball still on the near hash mark. Blue Devils right to left on your radio dial. 2 minutes to go here in the third period. Our Vikings leading 38-28. He sends trips to the far side. Single receiver near side, that's Bateman. We're showing double coverage over here. He's looking that way, throws across, and a catch made into Viking territory down to the 38-yard line. And on the catch was number three, Ogerio. Yes, it was.
Yeah, Fred Stewart read that, tried to come up and jump the route, not able to do so. The Blue Devils get it across midfield. Ball's placed at the 43-yard line of the Vikings. Under 2 minutes now to go in the third quarter.
Ball in the middle of the field. Again, Twins left, Twins right. Collier keeping Jones in the backfield with him. Our three-man front. Three linebackers. Again to Jones over the right side. He cuts back against the grain, stumbles and falls as it gets across the 40, and he'll fall down around our 36-yard line.
That tipped in front offense is really opening some holes right there for Jones. Able to get to the second level themselves right there, having to bring the tackle for the Vikings out of our secondary. Going to be a short second and short for the Blue Devils.
Second and four at our 36-yard line. A minute 5 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 38-28. Tiff starting to move the ball down the field. Again, we bring pressure off the corner. We hit him. The running back, Jones, after he gains a yard, he'll give him up down to the 35. It'll be third and 2.
Yeah, Jamari Hill right there for the Vikings, coming off the edge, showing the pressure. Read the read option perfectly, able to make the stop short of the first down. Going to bring up third down and 2 for the Blue Devils.
35 seconds to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 38-28. Let's see what we do on a third and 2. Twins left, Twins right. Collier calls for the ball. Again, gives it to Jones. Jones gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. He will actually lose a yard back to the 36-yard line.
Walker Schwab in the backfield making his presence known. Hit him in the backfield, able to fall forward probably to the original line. It's going to bring a fourth down, kind of no man's land again here, but we're going to go to the fourth quarter. Vikings are leading 38-28. We'll go to the fourth quarter. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as we start the fourth quarter here from Brody Field with the Vikings leading 38-28. But on a fourth and three, Tift County, it looks like they're going for it. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle with all your play-by-play action.
They have swapped ends of the field. Tift going from left to right now.
They hard counted us last time and kicked it. Let's see what they do here.
Fourth and three from our 36-yard line. Collier quickly throws across. Catch made by Bateman for the first down as he crosses the 30 down to the 28-yard line. That slant, that bread-and-butter play for him has worked this time to get him a first down.
Yeah, hard to see that number there, Wes. That was 12, Cameron Cobb right there on a slant, able to get enough. And the trust he has right there in Cobb and Bateman is dangerous.
First and 10 from our 29, just underway here in the fourth quarter. Vikings leading by 10. Ball down on our 30, on our 28-yard line, on the near hash mark. Collierson strips to the far side. Cameron Cobb to the near side. Keeps Jones in the backfield with him. Our backs are talking to each other. Linebacker start to come. And Collier keeps it on a quarterback keeper, and he'll get down to the 20, down to the 19-yard line, and he has just fooled everybody, including yours truly.
Yeah, faking the sweep right there. Collier pulls it out, does a little Michael Barrett special there, running it right off the gut. Still going to be short of the first down. They're going to call it second down and two.
At the 20-yard line.
This is where you take a shot when you got second and short. Maybe a shot to the end zone here. Keep an eye on that.
Twins to the far side. Twins to the near side. That is Cameron Cobb and Bateman to the near side. Three-man front for the Vikings. We've got guys in coverage. Collier looking that way, looking to the left, looking toward the end zone, throws and knocked away. Great coverage back there on defense by our Vikings. Went up together and knocked it away.
Yeah, trying to throw a jump ball over in the corner of the end zone. I believe that's Bateman Belcher in on the coverage for the Vikings. Able to get his hand up at the last minute. Bring up third down. Exactly what we thought they'd do, Wes. Take a shot to the end zone with second and short. Viking defense bowed but didn't break.
Stops the clock with 10:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Vikings leading by 10. Third and two. Same formation. Collier calls for the ball. Quickly looks. Throws out that little slant pass, and it's then knocked away. It was intended for Cobb. At number five steps in and knocks it away to make it fourth down.
Yeah, Josh Brown steps in right there. Read it all day long. Almost jumped the route. It would have been a pick six right there if he's able to come down with it. Either way, it's going to force what appears to be a field goal attempt for the Blue Devils.
They'll set it on the 20. They'll set it down on the 27, make it a 37. This young man, 15 of 16 on the year. His longest is 42 yards. He's kicking from just inside that right hash mark. We're watching because I don't think he's going to kick it. I'm wrong. He tries. It's up. And it's good. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as the score is now Vikings 38, Tift County 31 after a 37-yard field goal by Tift County. And we'll go to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the kickoff.
And Ramirez to kick off on the 40. He'll be kicking toward that north end zone. Oh, we've got Travis Tisdale on our near side and look like Eddie Brown on the far side.
Yeah, this kickoff has been kind of dangerous. We need to watch what he does here. Just kind of pooches it. Probably should be looking for a fair catch here with the way it's coming in.
He approaches the football. And that's what he does. He tries to lift it up. Ball hits. We pick it up. Number 15's got it. He spins. They take him down at the 27-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Eagan Air Drive recap.
Right, Wes, that drive was 15 plays with 60 yards. Fernando Ramirez kicked a 37-yard field goal, make it 38-31 Vikings with 10:37 left in the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that page heating and air drive recap. It was nothing to nothing going into the third quarter with Camden and Colquitt. It is now 20-6, Colquitt over Camden. Last report we had out of Atlanta, it was 3-3, Archer and Grayson. Now, here come our Vikings. This is what's important to us, just keeping you informed on the scores, folks. First and 10, our Vikings at our own 27-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial. 10:37 on the clock. Michael Barrett in the backfield. Got J.D. Lee with him. We send twins to the far side. I don't know what they're doing. They're looking.
Yeah, they're switching the balls out, and the officials don't know whose ball goes where. Tiff kicked off with that ball. Here we go. They're running that ball off now. We're ready to go.
Tiff, four-man front, two linebackers. They're standing at the 30. Those Sons of Thunder, they're ready to go. Barrett calls for the ball. He keeps it, looking for a hole, and he squirts in behind the guard and picks up maybe a yard. They're going to give him 2 yards. It'll be second and 8 when they set the ball down at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, that was going to be Michael Barrett the whole time. Guard pulled for him, trying to seal the edge, running behind Jalen Goff as well. Second down and 9 is what they're calling it, Wes.
Two receivers far side, that's Geddy Brown. Savon Kyle in the slot. Two backs in the backfield. Barrett looking at a six-man front. Now we send trips to the far side. Gives it to J.D. Lee. That's Travis Fisdale. He's across the 40, out to the 45-yard line. And Travis Fisdale, the junior running back, showing why he's such a dangerous, dangerous weapon.
Yeah, he hits the hole so hard, and his acceleration ability is unmatched. He gets a hole, and he hits it hard, and he was able to get up big yards on that play. Going to be placed down at the 44-yard line. He's at the 100-yard mark, over 100-yard mark, 16 yards on that carry for Travis Tisdale. He's at 108 yards on the night for 11 carries.
Move Marcus Gary to the tight end on this side. We send Miko Washington far side, bring Geddy Brown and Tavon Kyle near side. 9:35 to go here in the ball game. They're showing blitz off the corner. They've got a seven-man front daring us to throw the ball over the top. We give it to Michael Barrett, keeps it on the read option over the right side, runs into one man, two, fights his way across the 45, up to the 46, the 47-yard line.
Yeah, that read option so beautiful because you lull him in, lull him in, lull him in, and then all of a sudden you dump it right over the top of him with a Marcus Gary or a Tavon Kyle slant. That's exactly what we're probably setting up here. Good pickup on the play by Michael Barrett, going to pick up 4, second and 6, maybe 3, second and 7.
Second and 7, the ball at our 47-yard line. We head toward the 8-minute mark here in the ball game. Again, they've got 6 guys, 7 in that box. Barrett, quickly, he keeps it and comes over the left side, and they hit him from behind. He's in the, nope, they're going to mark him right down on the 50. I was going to say he was in Blue Devil territory, but he's right there on the 50.
He was looking for a pass there over here to Miko Washington. When he saw it wasn't there, he decided to run it. Pressure was coming off his right side. Big third down here for the Vikings, 3rd and 4.
8:23 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 38-31. Ball on the near hash mark. 3rd and 4 at the 50. We send Tavon Kyle, Geddy Brown to the Chiefs side of the field. J.D. Lee, Miko Washington near side. Watch for the hard count right here. Watch for the hard count. 4 down linemen. Play clock at 6. It's at 5, 4, 3, 2. He takes it. Looks, keeps it on a quarterback draw. They hit him behind the left scrimmage. He spins. Look at him go. Michael Barrett still on his feet as he gets across the 40. There's a flag down, but what are we going to have?
Yeah, it's in the area of what appears to be a holding. Maybe even a hands to the face. You never know.
Holding.
Michael Barrett, holding is what they're calling it. Going to back it up. Michael Barrett spun off that initial contact, picked up big yards there, but the holding is going to bring it back.
And from there, they'll take it from where it was at, and they'll mark it back 10 yards. So instead of 3rd and 4, we're going to have 3rd and 14 back at the 40-yard line.
Definitely changes your play call here.
Yes, it does.
Going to be forced to probably pass the ball here. Defense will adjust accordingly. Need protection right here. They've been able to get good penetration on our pass plays.
Miko Washington has been kind of quiet tonight. Again, they're showing blitz off the corner. Barrett takes it. quickly across the middle to Devon Kiley, had it in his hands and dropped it.
Yeah, running that slant right there on number 11, Jeffrey Butler, one of their leading tacklers, had him beat, just not able to come down with a catch, and the Vikings are going to be forced to punt here with 7:46 to go in this ball game.
Tyson Shaw, and Tyson can boom them. Fourth and 14 for our Vikings. They send back number 12. That is Cameron Cobb.
Muff here would be nice.
Tyson standing at our 25. Nice high. Oh, hit. Takes a lounge bounce, but it'll go out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That's where Tip will take over. First and 10 from their 30. With 7:36 to go here in the ballgame, Vikings leading 38-31. And now, Taylor, our defense needs to take it up one more notch.
Yeah, we got to have a stop here. Looks like on that punt, Tyson Shaw wasn't real comfortable with the way the ball was positioned when he got the snap. Might have been the result of that punt, 30 yards on the punt there for Tyson. Going to give a first and 10 for the Blue Devils on their own 30-yard line.
Collier brings trips to the near side. Sends a Blue Devil to their side of the field. We're in a three-man front. Again, he says something to Jones, the running back, and he moves him kind of right behind him. Play action. Throws out in the flats. Catch made by Bateman, and it will run Bateman out of bounds about the 34-yard line.
Yeah, we're giving him a little bit of cushion over there, so they're going to just take it. Dink and dunk us down the field, trying to open up the big play, I believe. But if we're going to give the cushion, they're going to take the easy 4 or 5 yards.
Second and 6 as they move it up to the 34. Clock will start on the snap. It does. They give it to Jones over the left side. He gets hit as he crosses the 35 up to the 36-yard line, and they're going to mark him. The far official said he made it to the 37, so it'll be 3rd and 3 at their 37-yard line as we approach the 7-minute mark here in this ballgame. Vikings leading 38-31.
Huge third down here. Vikings weren't able to convert their third down. Viking faithful comes alive, trying to show support for this defense. Last couple times they've run quick outs here. Got across the sticks. See what we do here defensively.
Ball on the far hash mark. Tip going from left to right on your radio dial. Collier for Tip. Calls for the ball. Drops back. Quick pass out. And the catch is made for the first down. Out at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, the trust those two have in each other is unbelievable. He knows exactly where he's going to be, so he lets it fly. Gets across the stakes. And it's going to be a first down for the Blue Devils. Good job by Collier and Bateman hooking up for the first down.
First and 10, Blue Devils. The ball on the far hash mark. They're at their own 42. 6:45 to go here in the contest. Vikings leading 38-31. We're showing pressure off our side of the field. There we come with it. They pick it up. Throws downfield. Catch. High catch made. That is, I don't know if that's Bateman or not. He's still on his feet. He's into Viking territory, and he'll fall down. That was Bateman. Fall down at our 35.
Yeah, Bateman just running across the middle there. Collier put it up where only he could catch it. Made one guy miss, and that's all it took to get into Viking territory. Set it down on the Viking 35-yard line. Tip's going to have first and 10 from there.
6:35 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 38-31. Tip is threatening. Ball on our side of the field. Snaps his hands. Jet sweep. And number 5 carries the ball down to the 30. I thought we had him stopped at the line of scrimmage, but he just scooted by our defensive lineman down to the 30, and it'll make it 2nd and 6 from the 30.
Yeah, good job right there by the Viking defense coming up, making a stop. He was trying to cut back across the field after he got the ball. 2nd down and 6 for the Blue Devils. Ball set down on the 31-yard line.
Ball almost in the middle of the field. Collier with the running back Jones to his left. He calls for it. Play action. Throws out in the flats. Again, a little bubble screen. And their defense, their receiver has the ball. It's Bateman. He's around our guys. Drops into the end zone. Touchdown Tip.
Yeah, they just ran a little curl route right there. Get it to Bateman and let his skills make somebody miss. They had a good downfield blocking there. 36-yard touchdown pass to Bateman, and he's been doing majority of the damage tonight for this Blue Devil offense. Extra point away from tying this ball game up.
Ramirez on to attempt the extra point. Waiting. Cameron Cobb to hold. There's a snap. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box with 5:33 left in this ball game. It's all tied up. 38-38 after a Rashad Bateman touchdown for Tift County. And now for the kickoff. Back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Romero set to kick off. Travis Tisdale on the near side. No, is that Getty Brown on the near side? Travis Tisdale to the far side. Tied up 38 apiece with a 5.5 minutes to go here in the ball game.
Every time he approaches the ball, it looks like he's going to be doing something onside-ish. And then pooches it over there. Let's keep an eye on that. He did huddle his guys up.
There he comes, and it is a nice little pooch kick. And we signal, I thought we signaled fair catch. Maybe we didn't. Number 25 has the ball. Gets back out to the 38-yard line, but the official says no, he did not signal fair catch. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 6 plays with 70 yards. Griffin Collier threw a 32-yard pass for Rashad Bateman for a Blue Devil touchdown. Fernando Ramirez kicked a PAT to make it 38-38 with 5:27 left in the fourth quarter.
Chuck, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Vikings take over. First and 10 from our own 38-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. We're going from right to left on your radio dial. It's tied up at 38 apiece. 5:27 to go in the ball game. And I can't. I'm looking for timeouts. We've got all of ours. All of ours. Barrett sends Tavon Kyle to the far side of the field. Again, he gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale by one man. They hit him as he picks up about 3, maybe 4 yards as he crosses the 40 up to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, he had a lot of open field there. It looked like the handoff was kind of not as fluid as we'd like it. Might have slowed Travis down just a little bit. Still good pickup on the play. Second down and 6.
From our own 42, ball still on our side of the field. 2 receivers far side. We are at the 5-minute mark here in this ball game, tied at 38 apiece. Tifton in a 5-man front, 2 linebackers. Barrett. Again to Tisdale. Tisdale behind the line. He's across the 40, the 45, the 50. The 35 cuts inside at the 40. They'll pull him down inside the 35, down to the 34-yard line.
The play never happens if Miko Washington doesn't seal the edge with a huge block. The defender wanted a hold call. Miko kept it inside right there, able to get it across midfield. Vikings are in business on the 35-yard line.
4:45 to go here in the ball game. 38 apiece. Ball still on the near hash mark. Then 2 receivers far side. Travis Tisdale comes to the sidelines as J.D. Lee checks in. Again, it's a 5-man front, almost 7 with the linebackers up. Again to J.D. Lee. What a hole! He just opened up across the middle. The big man stumbles and fights all the way down to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, J.D. Lee hitting the hole hard, asking him to feed him some more, baby. Feed him some more. He's hungry. Middle of the field opened wide up. Tavon Kyle rushed out to the side, opened the middle of the field, took advantage of it. First and 10, Vikings.
First and 10 down to the 23-yard line of the Tift Blue Devils. The ball still on the near hash mark. Our Vikings right to left on your radio dial. We look over to the sidelines. We get the play. He sends Getty Brown, Marcus Gary to the far side. Miko Washington to the near side. Tavon Kyle's in the backfield. We're at 5 on the play clock. 4. Now sends him to the far side of the field. And again, no, Barrett keeps it, throws that to Devon Kyle, down the sidelines he goes, cuts inside, 1-man, 2, they hit him, and he's down around the 5-yard line.
Yes, Michael Barrett, so dangerous. That's the read pass option. He put it in the gut, decided to run it himself, then just dumps it out to the flat to Tavon Kyle, going to be first and goal for the Vikings.
He saw the corner, whenever he kept it and rolled out, he saw the corner start to come in, left Tavon out there by himself in the flats.
Ball's on the 5-yard line here.
First and goal for our Vikings. 3:52 to go here in the ball game. It's all tied up. 38 apiece. Ball's in the middle of the field. Oh, actually on the far side of the field. Michael Barrett asked for the ball, and they jump.
Yeah, they jump. Hard count right there. Going to be half the distance, and we're asking for the big fella. Come on, two. Where you at? Where you at, two? Gary Osby coming in. We know what's coming, boys.
Yes, sirree. It is power. Back in the day, back in the early days of Coach Mack, they called this the plowboy formation. Had a guy named DeVarius Leonard. They called him the bus. He was a defensive tackle, put him in the backfield, and the bus would get cranked up. Barrett came over and got to play. We are tied at 38 apiece, 3:52 to go in this ball game, and it is first and goal from the 3-yard line. To Gary over, Osby over the other right side, and he'll get down about maybe the 2 or the 1.5.
They're going to give it to the 1-yard line, Marty. I see your hands, brother. He's saying about the 1 to maybe a half-yard mark. Gary Osby right there off the right side. Yeah, it's probably one of the first times he's run the ball right there without scoring.
Second and goal from the 1. Clock at 3:25, play clock at 19.
One big block off that right or left side, fellas. We need you. Dig deep.
We approach the 3-minute mark here in the ball game. Again. They give it to Osby over the right side. He fights hard and touchdown Vikings.
Gary Osby, we know what's coming. Everybody in the stadium knows what's coming. Running off that right side. Good job by that young man. He's so hard to bring down when he's that close to the end zone. We're an extra point away from taking another 7-point lead.
And we're going to swing that gate. Joe Allman to hold.
This is huge, fellas. This is
Musgrove
huge.
Musgrove to attempt the extra point. Musgrove lines it up. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. With 3:05 left in the ball game, the Vikings retake the lead 45-38. What will we do? Can the defense stop this high-powered offense of the Tip County Blue Devils? To find out, let's go over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
And Tyson Shaw set to kick off. Back deep again. Cameron Cobb, Ben Brown. Tyson waits on the whistle. There it is. This Viking crowd on their feet. Nice kick. Sails into the end zone. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 6 plays with 62 yards. Gary Osby with 1 yard for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicks the PAT, making 45-38 Vikings with 3:05 left in the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Chuck, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Just checked, Taylor. Tift has all 3 timeouts left, as does our Vikings. And it's 6-3 Archer with 4 minutes to go in that ball game up there. But this, here come the Tift Blue Devils. 3 minutes and 5 seconds left in this ball game. We lead by 7. First and 10 from their 20. Collier, empty backfield. Offensive lineman saying, watch out for the blitz. We shift our linebackers. We are back in pass coverage. He's looking, throws out, trying to make the catch, and he makes it out of bounds. But whoa, no, they say out of bounds. Wait a minute.
No, one referee called it incomplete. Tyson Shaw came with ill intentions. Catch was made, but he was out of bounds. They're going to back him up right there.
It was out of bounds. I'm going to tell you what, the lick Tyson Shaw put on him, I'm going to steal a Taylor Biddle moment. Somebody needs to take that guy a BC powder.
That's right. I guarantee he'd rather stub his toe on a bedpost than catch that again and see Tyson Shaw coming.
Second and 10 from the 20-yard line. Stops the clock with 2:58 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading by 7. We sweep our corners. Again, Collier drops back looking for somebody downfield, and he makes the catch, and he's still on his feet. But we throw him out of bounds at the 25-yard line, so it'll be 3rd and 5. But that stops the clock with 2:51 to go here in the ballgame.
Yeah, just an out route over there. Tyson Shaw in on coverage once again. able to come up and make a big hit, but he was able to come down with his feet in the field of play. Going to bring up third down and four for the Blue Devils.
Ball on the far side of the field. Viking crowd on its feet. Collier in the shotgun with Jones to his right. Looks at three down linemen for our Vikings. And now step out and the official stops.
I saw Coach Andrews come over. I think the band, we're going to get a band warning right here. Yep, that's exactly what happened.
And our band director turns and looks at the official and says, go back out there, I got this.
That usually brings the fans alive.
Even louder than what the band was. .251 to go in the ball game. Play clock at 19. The tip quarterback calls for the ball, drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Oh!
Fred Stewart, baby. If you were not here for the pregame, guys, we have been picking on, Marty Rogers calls it his crystal ball. He said a pick six would be in the deal.
Fred Stewart.
Musgrove on to attempt the extra point. Almond to hold. Ball's down, kicks up. It's no good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
We need the extra point, but I'll go.
Marty!
Crystal ball, baby.
Marty! Marty, where you at, brother?
I'm celebrating, man. Love it.
Oh, my God.
Yes! He's been close all night. Here we go. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. It's 51-38 with 2 minutes 42 seconds left in the ball game, and a pick six by Fred Stewart puts the Vikings up 51-38. And now for the Viking kickoff, back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Tyson Shaw set to kick off to Cameron Cobb and Ben Brown.
Sorry for that, listeners. We were going crazy.
That were going for the first time ever. I got to look at Taylor and say, "Calm down." He's always telling me to calm down. And everybody was just yelling over everybody, folks. It's just exciting to be a Viking, and this is the game everybody said they wanted. Tyson Shaw kicks off, high kick. He's going to let it short. Hit. They take it at the 10. He's at the 15, the 20. Reverses his field 25. We grab him by the face mask, and he's going down.
Yeah, Austin Robinson in there. Got the face mask.
Guys, that was not face mask. He had jersey. He had a handful of the jersey. And as you can tell, our crowd don't like it. The official that called it was behind the play. And he just saw the head turn like y'all did. But he had jersey right underneath his chin. Crowd is not happy about it. But he got right below the chin on the jersey, right at the top of the chest is where he grabbed. He had a handful of it. But either way, that's 15 yards to Tiff County. They're going to have a good field position.
All the way out to that 33-yard line. 2:34 to go in the ball game. Vikings lead 51-38. Collier, empty backfield. Four down linemen for our Vikings. He drops back. He's looking. Downfield. Looking for an open man. And he drops the ball at the 35. Great coverage back there by our Vikings.
Yeah, Jamari Hill right there, number 46. In on coverage. No face guarding anymore in high school football. Able to get his hands right up there at the last minute. Knock that ball away.
Stops the clock with 2:27 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 51-38. It is second and 10 at the 32-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Collier. He's got Johnson in the backfield with him now. Again, a three-man front for our Vikings. We show showing pressure off our side. Now we back out. Now we jump into the big gap. Or now we jump back out into coverage. Throws out in the flat and overthrows the intended receiver, which was, again, that was Cobb out here at the 40-yard line. Stopped the clock with 2:22 to go. 51-38, Vikings lead here as we head toward the end of the fourth quarter, and this will be third and 10.
Belcher in there on coverage. Ball thrown a little bit high. Cobb not able to come down with it. Secondary's got to calm down after that big play here. Stop him here. Force a turnover.
Third and 10. Collier keeps Johnson in the backfield. We show blitz. There we come right up the middle. Collier getting under pressure. And this time he'll go down. Our first sack of the night. And he goes down at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, we were able to get there. Will Tolbert, along with, I think, Gentry, able to get in there and make a big stop. Going to be a huge sack. Definitely going to be going for it here. Coach Anders is calling a timeout. We're going to take one with him. Vikings lead 51-38 with 2 minutes to go. We'll be right back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. 2 minutes left in the ballgame. Vikings leading 51-38. It's fourth down and 10 for the Tift County Blue Devils from their own 25-yard line. Let's see what they do here. I'll take that back. It's fourth and 15, guys, after
fourth
the
and 18.
Track.
18. Fourth and 18.
Yeah, got to get the ball.
Got to get the ball out to the 42-yard line. They're 42. 2 minutes to go. It's on the near hash mark, spotted down at the 25. Collier says something to Johnson. Collier calls for the ball, drops back. There we come on pressure, down the middle, and almost intercepted by our Vikings. It'll go over on down with a minute 55 to go. We've got three timeouts. They've got two. And we can run this clock out right here.
Yeah, they've got enough. They've got enough timeouts to make us do something with it. Vikings are going to take over first and 10. Ball on the Blue Devil 25-yard line. Ball protection here is going to be huge. Once again, do apologize for all the screaming and yelling on the pick six there by Fred Stewart, but it came at the most pivotal time. Marty drew it up like an artist in the pregame, said it was going to be a pick six that hopefully would seal the deal here. Let's see if we can run this clock out and make Marty correct.
Here we go. Michael Barrett in the shotgun. He looks to the sideline. Minute 55 to go. First and 10 from their 25. Calls for the ball. And he gives it to Tisdale over the left side. Look at him spin and turn and get out of bounds down around the 15.
No, he's in. Yes, he is out of bounds.
Stops the clock with a minute 47, and you'd think it was a tie ball game that Ray Travis Tisdale was running.
Yeah, we've got a tipped injured player on the field. We're going to keep it right here during this injury timeout.
Guys, I just had a chance to talk with Fred Stewart, and I reminded him before the game. I went, came up to him and told him, I said, Fred, you're going to make a play tonight. I feel it. And it's going to be your favorite thing in the world to do. You're going to make a big play to seal this win or give us propel us to victory. I said, and then I'm going to do your second favorite thing. I'm going to let you talk on the radio after the game. We all know that's not true, but he did tell you. I just got him and told him he better come find me after this football game. But great play by Fred Stewart to get us this lead.
Yeah, still got plenty of time left on this clock. Number 47 is the injured Blue Devil, K.D. McDaniel, outside linebacker. That young man's walking off on his own accord.
Chalkwood is pulling away from Camden in the fourth quarter.
Second and one, Wes.
Second and one. Ball on there. Hash mark, we're down at the 16-yard line with a minute 47 to go. And J.D. Lee in the backfield. We're still running out of the shotgun. Barrett looks at a seven-man tip front. They kind of spread it out. Don't want you to get outside. Barrett. Oh, hard cap, and they break the neutral zone.
Yeah, we'll take a first down any way we can get it at this point. Hard count, got them to jump. It's going to be 5 yards. Place it down at the 11.
Taylor, I just got a text from Mr. Barry, who has the huddle house in Hay Harry. He said, fellas, that will go down in the annuals of a Larry Munson call.
We were all going crazy on that one. It's what you want, excitement.
Yep.
Still got some work to do here. 1:47 to go. Vikings do have, is it first and goal? I can't tell.
Nope.
It's on the nose.
Just outside the 10, we can get a first down. Barrett asked for the football. And he gives it to J.D. Lee over the left side. Look at him fight hard inside the 5, and he'll be down to the 4.
Yeah.
And there comes a flag. I think a tip player just got, he's got half the distance to the goal line.
Yeah, he was tied up right there on the block. Marcus Brownrigg was blocking, and a tip player took offense to it. And it's going to probably be half the distance with a personal foul. Got to keep your head cool here. A lot of football left in this season. You don't want to see anything happen that might result in an ejection or missing a game. So it's going to be half the distance.
All the way down to the 3-yard line. Billy first and goal from the 3 with a minute 30 to go. And Coach Mack is not calling off the Dogs.
Clock continues to run. 1:20.
And looking down on the field, seeing what's happening. 7 seconds, 6, 5, 4. I don't know what we're letting the play clock run out for.
Call a timeout. We're going to take one with them. Vikings lead 51-38, 1:04 to go in this ballgame. We'll be right back after this 30-second break.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. After the Viking timeout, we still lead 51-38. Let's go down to the field to Marty Rogers.
Hey, guys, I was right here right before that timeout. After that last play, Tiffin, of course, had a little extracurricular there and got flagged for it. We called timeout just simply to settle our team down and remind them, hey, they got to keep their heads, be smart, not do anything dumb here. They got to just got to be, keep their cool and not lose their temper. So see what we do here now with a minute and 4 left in the game.
And first and goal from the 3. Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline, update. We're going to quit calling you Marty. Just call you Swami.
We check in Osby again for the goal line power.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Barrett under center. Osby over the right side. Look at him run, spin, turn, and they push and fight. Does he get in? No, he's down. Let's say he's down at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, clock is running. That's the most important thing there. Running off that right side.
56 seconds to go. 51-38, our Vikings lead. They will go to 8-0 on the year. Tift will drop to 7-1. More importantly, this win assures one of these two teams at least a spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, play clock has not begun yet. 30 seconds on the game clock.
We go to Camden next week. Quickly to the line of scrimmage come the Vikings over the left side. And did he get in? Nope, they're saying he's down at the goal line. And time will run out right there, folks. Time will run out.
Play clock down to 3-2. Game clock down to 1. Vikings win it. 51-38. We're going to take a 3-minute break. Vikings are victorious. 51-38 over the Blue Devils. We're right back after this 3-minute break. Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Martin Stadium. You were in the...
We are not in Martin Stadium. We are
me,
in Brody Field.
Brody Field. Sorry, we had so many games.
I do the same thing. It's okay.
Let's go over to... let's hold it right here.
Well, I know Marty's going to have Coach McPherson.
Yeah.
He's down there talking to his players. Just kind of a quick recap. Tonight, the stats look like this. Lowndes with 23 first downs. Tipp County with 19. Rushing tonight, Lowndes 40 carries for 290 yards. While Tift County, 28 carries, 148. Passing yards, of course, Tift County, 323 yards, Lowndes, 183. It was 17 of 29 and an interception for Tift County. For Lowndes, we were 13 of 21, no interceptions. We ran 61 plays, guys, for 473 yards, while Tift County ran 57 plays for 471 yards. Penalties tonight, really thought there might be more, but three for the Vikings, 33 yards, seven against Tift County for 44 yards. Both teams punted a few times, Tift County three times for a 26-yard average, Lowndes twice for a 34-yard average. Michael Barrett, 14 carries for 99 yards, but Travis Tisdale, our leading rusher, 14 carries, 144 yards, three touchdowns, and whose impact player was that?
Yours?
There you go.
Good job.
But I still don't have the crystal ball that Marty has. Let's go down to Marty.
Marty, you ready?
Guys, hang on. He's talking to the boss man here, getting his congratulations in. This was an exciting win for our team. He just got through telling his players how proud he was of them. But this was a big win. We really, really needed this. Needed the test, too. I mean, we really stepped up to the challenge, and that's pretty much the message he just gave to his team.
Yeah, Tipton's a good ball club. Let's turn to Marty for a Deloach Body Works coach's interview.
Coach, 51-38, 1-0 in the region. Great job tonight.
Oh, man, I'm so proud of this team. You know, I told our defense going in, you know, look, they're going to make plays. They're too good not to make plays. And, you know, they did. I mean, heck, there was a time there we couldn't stop Bateman. And the quarterback, they were so good together, you know, with the routes they were running and throwing the ball that it's tough, man. They're going to make plays on everybody. But, you know, they came up when they had to. The defense did. And, we're going to grow from this. Defensively, offensively, special teams wise, this is just a big win. You know, the coaches did a good job. The kids played their heart out, and we learned one thing tonight: you got to keep playing, don't you?
Absolutely, coach. It's a four-quarter game, but you know it's hard in a game where it's 51-38. It's hard to talk much about the defense, but I thought the defense had a stop right before halftime. When they were up by four, we got them off the field. I thought that was huge. And then, of course, the play of the game has to be the pick six there at the end. And it's hard, again, when you give up 38 points, 471 yards offense, you talk about defense, but they made a great play, Fred Stewart, with the pick six.
Yeah, absolutely. That was definitely the play of the night. Offense did a really good job. I tell you what, you know, Tift County's got a heck of a football team. You know, who knows? I mean, this region's still up for grabs, you know. Just because we won one game, that don't mean nothing.
All it really means is it gives you a good shot to make the playoffs with the one win. But, you know, flipping over the offense, they had 471 yards. We had 473. If that tells you anything about the closeness of this football game.
The only thing that matters in a game like this is that score right there on the board.
And that's a good one, isn't it?
They don't put the yards on the scoreboard.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, hey, thank you, Coach. Good job.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview. And it looks like you have a couple guys ready for a player's interview.
I do. I've got one here. Before the game, I told this young man he was going to make a play that was going to help us win this football game. And then he was going to get to do his favorite thing and talk on the radio. And he kind of just shot me a smile. But now you get to do it, Fred.
Yes, sir. You know it's great. Come out here and compete with you. Oh, Larry.
He's got him a fan club here watching. Of course, Tymir Moore, Studs over here. Before that, walk me through before that last play. I know the defense, y'all are tired. Tipton's got a great offense. Hats off to them. But before that last play, I knew somebody, y'all were ready to step up and make a play. Just kind of walk me through that play and how excited you get when that ball was in there.
Well, I know they was, like, going inside the whole time, so I just kind of sat there on it. And then I heard my coach say flip. So the receiver looked, then he went inside, and I just sat on it and I caught it.
Absolutely. Well, of course, it was a great night. I know Tiffin's got a great offense, but, hey, you're 1-0 in the region. This one's behind you. Y'all got to start looking ahead to Camden now, right?
Yes, sir.
Good job tonight. Sitting here also, of course, got Tymir Moore, another defender. Tymir, tough game, man. Tiffin had something to prove tonight, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they did. But, you know, one thing about this team, we'll never get down on ourselves. You know, we weathered the storm the first half and a little bit of the second half, and we just stuck together, and we came at the end and just pulled it out with each other.
Well, good job tonight. Guys, congratulations on the victory. I'm going to slide over here and try to find number one, Mr. Michael Barrett, who had a great game tonight. Really just the leader of our team in general. But, Mr. Barrett, good job tonight. You had 99 yards rushing. Why couldn't you get 100, man?
Man, I wanted to get one. They stopped running me after I kind of hurt my ankle, but I wanted to get it, but, I mean, if I didn't have to, you know, they didn't want to, you know, put it on me like that.
Absolutely. Well, of course, you also had 180 yards passing. Did not have a passing touchdown tonight, but Travis Tisdale stepped up with 143 yards and three touchdowns. There's just something about this offense. You've got so many weapons, it seems like it's somebody different every week.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the teams, you know, they do their homework, they do their film study. So if they shut down one guy one week, we got like three or four that can make plays. You know, we got a whole offense that can make plays. So if you shut down the passing, we got the running. If you shut down the running, we got the pass. You shut down one guy, we got another. So that's just how it works. So it's great to have a team like that.
Absolutely. And, of course, you guys, you, Travis, Tavon, y'all get a lot of credit. Even Marcus had some big plays tonight. Just can't do it with that offensive line. And I think, really, they deserve a lot of credit for tonight. You really weren't pressured that much. When you were, you had lanes to step up and run. Your offensive line play well.
Yeah, they always play well. They're small, but they can blow their nets, man. They're not scared of anything. They always ready to put it in somebody, put their helmet on somebody's chest. And that's what I like about them.
Congratulations, Michael. Big win tonight. Proud of you guys.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Deloach Body Works coaches and players interview. Bill, you want to continue with the stats?
Yeah, well, that really, I pretty well hit most of the high spots. I mean, of course, as we said, Travis Tisdale, wonderful night tonight. 14 carries, 144 yards. Three touchdowns. J.D. Lee adds a touchdown in there as well. Gary Osby gets two touchdowns on the night. He did carry the ball twice and three times, I think, tonight. Didn't get a touchdown. So, you know, what's the deal with that?
Yeah.
But overall, thanks to Page Heating and Air for our drive recaps and stats each and every week. We'll have them up on the Viking Voice later on tonight as throughout the week. Let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll give you our final thoughts, get you ready to go for next week against the Camden County Wildcats, which will be live from Camden County. We'll be back after this five-minute break. Vikings are victorious, 51-38. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Cass Birch post-game report. As we have heard from our coach and players down on the field, it's time for our final thoughts tonight. We're all exhausted up here. I think that's really the biggest key is what a great football game that we got to see. I mean, Tift County got to see a great football game tonight. One of the best games I've been a part of, been able to see in a long, long time. Let's go over to Chuck for your final thoughts.
Well, you know, I'm the defense man.
There you
go. Defense, 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 and I've said it all year. We bend, but we don't break. And when we needed it, the boys came up big with the interception, touchdown, and that's carried us all year. That defense has just kept us in it, kept us in it, and I'm anxious to see from here forward where we go with that defense.
Marty, your final thoughts.
Guys, I great night for our Vikings. We needed a test. We knew it would be a good test. And we hadn't been in a fight all year. We really haven't been tested, and we talked about it at Wear Some early. But this is the first time we've played a four-quarter game. First time that we've really been behind. We're behind at halftime. We came out and took the lead and never trailed the second half other than early, you know, very beginning to that first score. Never trailed after that. They did tie it up late. We got the ball with just over 5 minutes, and we went down the field and scored. So, you know, handled the adversity away at Tipton Stadium, which is a tough place to play. Extremely proud of our Vikings, extremely proud of our O-line. Travis Tisdale had his best game of the year, hands down. Michael Barrett had a great job there at quarterback, running the ball and not his best night passing, but enough to obviously to get us the victory. And defense, guys, obviously the pick six is what we're going to talk about, and I'm sure we're going to remember that call that we made for a long, long time, but I think the stop right before halftime when we're down by four and they get the ball with three, four minutes to go and we got them off the field might have been the biggest three downs there in the whole game because they could have taken a two-score lead in the half. Instead, they didn't, just going in with a 4 points. So that was a huge stop for our defense. We made the stops when we needed to. So very, very proud of our defense, even though they did give up 38 points. But that's a very, very good Tift County football team they played. And they will go deep, I think. I think they will make a run. I'm real anxious to see what they do next week when they play Colquitt. That's going to be a really, really good football game. But extremely proud of our team. I'm proud of our fans, too, guys. They showed up. Our visiting side was full. They were loud. This is the best our fans have been into a game, home or away, in a few years. And
many
I was extremely
years.
Proud of them. They, you know, the team feeds off of that so much. And I wish people understood just how important the crowd and the fan interaction is with the team. But this team again, they're continuing to gel. They're playing well. Very, very proud of them. We, you know, we're what, 8-0 now? We got
8-0.
Another one, you know, next week, another big one with Cannon. They proved tonight they can play with people. But it's a good night for our Vikings.
Sure is. Taylor Biddle, your final thoughts.
I mean, Marty said everything.
He did, but I mean that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I got to give credit to the offensive line. I mean, Michael Barrett had a bunch of pressure put on him, but he was able to escape a lot of it. Those guys did a good job, I thought, opening holes for the running game. They did really good job, I thought, on run blocking tonight. Defensively, Tiffin's got a great front. I mean, I don't think we put enough pressure on Collier. This could have been a different ball game if we could have pressured him a little more. But their offensive line is a really good offensive line. That is probably the best offensive line we have faced all season. And I was really proud of our team. I mean, the coaches, I think the game was called really well from a defensive side and offensive side. I mean, we called a really good ball game, in my opinion, from the coaches' perspective. Everybody stayed healthy. Michael said there in his post game that he tweaked his ankle just a little bit, so he was walking around doing well in post game. So, you know, I was really proud of our defense. Fred Stewart, he's a very quiet kind of guy, but he's a business guy, and he came in and stepped up at the biggest moment. But you know, good ball game for us, and we gotta work on some things to keep improving. But hey, getting the first region win under your belt is huge.
Yeah, it really is. I tell you, one of the other things that I love what we did at halftime, because when you looked at the stats at halftime, Tipp County was wearing us out. They were really, I mean, if you look at the stats, they were way ahead of us. They were leading by 4 points as well. Yet, we get comeback in the first drive of the second half. We score a touchdown. We start getting the stops. We start playing. We made our yards in the second half. So, it tells me that this team can play with anybody. It doesn't matter if they get down. I'm excited to see how well they play as they continue to go week to week. And it's going to be a great time next week as we head over to Camden County. That'll also be a 7:30 kickoff live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be on the air at 6:30. But be sure and join us Tuesday night at 7 o'clock live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games as we have the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. And we had a huge crowd last week. I expect a good crowd again this week.
I bet you will, buddy.
I expect a big crowd again this week. Wes, your final thoughts for tonight?
Well, I talked to Rusty Smith, their AD, earlier this week when I was making arrangements for us to be over. And I said, what do you think, Coach? And he said, well, one of two things. Either you'll blow us out by 70 or it'll be a ball game. And it was. Tipped down by 10, come back, tied it up. And it was a ball game to that pick six that the Swami called and just took it to the end zone. And a great win for our Vikings. I think it's a growing up time for them to say, hey, every game from here on is going to be a ball game. Colquitt and Camden were both, it was 0-0 in the third. Colquitt just pulled away from them in the fourth quarter to win. Of course, we go to 8-0 on the year. Colquitt goes to 8-0, so we're both tied for the region right now. And
Colquitt lost one earlier.
But not a region game.
Not a region game. So not right there, 1-1 in the region. You're right.
1-1 in the region. No, they're 1-0 in the region. We're 1-0.
Right. Sorry.
And Tiff goes to 0-1 in the region. So does Camden. Big news out of Atlanta. Archer stopped Grayson's 20-game winning streak. Beat him 6-3. And the number one team in the state falls to the number three team. And so on any given night, anybody can win if you don't show up to play. And just hats off to our Vikings. I know everybody's tired. Al, we'll say this, folks, you want to go to www.thevikingvoice.com when Bill gets it uploaded and hear that pick six call, because that will go down in the annals of Lounge High as one of the greatest plays and one of the greatest calls, because it was a cooperative effort in calling that touchdown. And, boy, we wouldn't have had it any other way. It was absolutely great. Folks, we appreciate it, and thank you for listening.
Wes, nothing left to do but say good night, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Mr. Sam. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Lounge High Sports, for all of Black Crow Media, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Vikings win 51-38. Good night, Lounge County.